inclusion and student outcomes. Now that we have covered many of the most important pieces of inclusion, let us talk about how inclusion affects student outcomes. High accountability standards have increased the pressure put on districts and campuses. Almost every single indicator throughout the A2F accountability system is tied to a student achievement. No longer can we look beyond any single demographic group, as each individual student outcome has an impact on our overall measure. Knowing this, we are tasked with improving our instructional practices and ensuring we meet the needs of all students. While differentiation is included in our teacher appraisal system, teachers should purposefully make content, processes, and outcomes more accessible to mitigate the effect students' race, gender, ethnicity, language, and differing abilities may have on their learning experiences. Beyond differentiated instruction, specially designed instruction is the individualized instruction provided to a student with a disability who has an IEP in order to help him or her master IEP goals and objectives. Specially designed instruction is not a part of the Response to Intervention or Section 504 of the Americans with Disabilities Act processes, but is specific to a student who qualifies for special education services, specified in each student's IEP, and ensures access to and progress in the general curriculum. Specially designed instruction goes beyond differentiated instruction and addresses the unique needs that exist because of a student's disability. Specially designed instruction should be implemented in addition to, not in place of, differentiated instruction.